On the third day after the quarrel, Prince Stepan Arkadyevich Oblonsky, Stiva as he was called amongst his friends, awoke at his usual hour, at 8 o'clock in the morning, not in his wife's room, but in his own study, on a leather-covered couch. He turned over on the springs, embraced the pillow in both arms, pressing his cheek against it as though to doze off again, when suddenly he sat up and opened his eyes. "Oh, dear. Oh, dear," he exclaimed, recalling everything that had taken place. And he went over all the details of the quarrel with his wife, all the hopelessness of the situation, and worst of all, his own fault. "No, she will never forgive me. She cannot forgive me. And it's all my fault. Yes, my fault." "How awful. How awful," Stepan Arkadyevich reiterated. "And how well we got along before this happened. True, it wasn't nice that she should have been our own governess. Not at all nice. There is something so trivial and vulgar about making love to one's own governess. But what a governess. Oh, dear, what shall I do? What shall I do?" Stepan Arkadyevich said to himself. And rising, he put on his grey dressing gown lined with silk, tied the girdle into a knot and drew a deep breath. Then, with his usual firm step, he walked over to the window, pulled back the curtains and gave a loud ring at the bell. It was answered by his old friend and valet, Matvey, bringing his clothes, boots and a telegram. He tore open the telegram, read it rapidly, guessing at the words that were omitted. His face brightened. "Matvey, my sister Anna Arkadyevich is coming tomorrow," he said. "Thank God," Matvey exclaimed, clearly showing that he understood the full importance of this visit every bit as much as his master. It meant that Anna Arkadyevna, Stepan Arkadyevich's favourite sister, might effect a reconciliation between husband and wife.